But earlier this week, I said that I wanted to launch a special East Coast breakfast Christmas cookie. Mm. And initially, Sky and Darren wanted nothing to do with this. And then yesterday, you went overboard. Darren, he bought an ad on the show.
Crazy.
He asked the kids and the adults what his flavor should be. Yeah. So I was like, no.
It was very helpful. No, Thank you. Thank you,
I found three actual professionals that know what they're talking about.
It's a bit of overkill,
and that no food.
Don't you think?
No, I'm all about the overkill. So this weekend was the MasterChef South Africa semi-final.
Yeah.
So it must have been really, really grueling. It was season 5, and these three wonderful, beautiful, lovely home cooks that all look like they should be on TV received a golden ticket. So they will be in the final on the 23rd of November. Ooh. So let's say good morning to Bridget Magwandi, Chanel Brink, and Nabila Shamsham.
Hello. Hello, Bridget, Chanel, and Nabila.
So guys, firstly, can you taste the cookies that we currently have on offer?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think of them. And we really want to know about flavor suggestions. If you could please assist me, only me, in a flavor combo for a crunchy cookie. I mean, a crumble cookie. What would you pick?
What's your go-to in terms of flavors?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you like dark chocolate?
All the chocolates. Dark and milk.
Dark and milk.
She's and white. Helping.
And,
oh, sorry.
And,
yeah.
And
okay,
orange.
You have to pick one. No, not orange. Okay, dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
I have a question on top of yours, after you're done.
In terms of toppings, do you like nuts, candy?
No nuts.
No nuts.
No candy.
Any
no
spices nuts. That you do favor?
Nuts. Apparently, if it's like our personality, then yes, we're supposed to have that in it. So maybe can we do like chili dark chocolates?
Ooh.
I was going to go with chai spice.
Okay.
Would that be something?
That's
you don't
not
seem
bad.
Enthusiastic.
I like chai.
Yeah, that's chai, yeah.
Well, that is chai.
Don't knock it till you chai it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's not bad.
So are you guys going to get stuck in?
Yeah, you guys need to get stuck in now, so let me know what you think.
So where's Fatima, your microphone? Just tell us what's on the table here. What's on the board here?
On the table is birthday cake, churro, hot chocolate with a small filling, brownie. We've got milk tart. We've got triple chocolate, salted caramel. I think and the viral Dubai kunafa. We've made that into a cookie.
So guys, try them now while we ask you the questions. But Bridget, I'm going to kick off with you. You've had a roller coaster of highs and lows in the competition, and you're obviously a phenomenal chef. But are you good at baking cookies?
Yes, I do like cookies, but I'm not much of a sweet tooth, but I can, you know, bake them for other people. But I'm more a cinnamon lover, chai lover.
Do you think I should put that in my cookie?
Perhaps, but I don't know with chocolate because I'm not really a chocolate fan. I don't like sweet things.
You don't think it'll match cinnamon and chocolate,
good enough.
Okay.
Maybe. We never know.
Okay, so we have Chanel getting stuck in there.
Chanel, I'll ask you this question because you're a Durban girl, right? How do we keep our cookies crisp? Because in our humidity, you open up a packet and literally 30 seconds later, they all moist. And I want to keep it crisp. What's the hack?
The hack that I've heard, I don't know how true it actually is, but if you keep it in a container and make sure that it's sealed really tight, so plastic wrap, and then put the lid on top.
Oh.
So don't just put the lid. Put plastic wrap and then put the lid on top. And then maybe also double the plastic wrap. If you really want to keep it crisp, alternatively, just pop it back in the oven for a few seconds.
Oh, what? That's an option?
Or the air fryer.
I think that's the way. I thought air fryer.
Have you guys been using the air fryer on MasterChef?
Not on MasterChef. So Chanel's the MasterChef queen when it comes to the air fryer. However, you can make the quickest, most delicious cookies in the air fryer.
No.
They're super moist in the middle and super crunchy on the exterior.
Get out of town. My technique up until this point has been just to eat the whole packet before it gets
100%.
Soft.
So Nabila, just quickly on your side, in terms of, I know that your background has a bit of graphic design, and if you look at the presentation here, it's pretty epic. So does the graphic design history or the background here help you with the baking, cooking? I'm sure you also like baking.
So I would say that before I started doing graphic design, I was more into the creative field. That's actually what influenced me into getting into graphic design, because I wanted to go into the industry and also be able to offer something creatively. So when it comes to presenting the food, I think that that's definitely a big aspect of how you present things, because we eat with our eyes.
Yeah.
So going into that industry and that field was definitely because I started cooking and baking before that.
Yeah.
And I started doing artwork and all of that before getting into the industry. Yeah.
Nabila can help me with my artwork.
Eat with your eyes,
boy.
I normally eat with my fingers, but I'm going to try now with my eyes, and we're going to come back to you. We got Nabila, Chanel, and Bridget here, MasterChef finalists.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
The MasterChef South Africa final is going to be broadcast on Saturday, the 23rd of November at 8:30. Yeah. Nabila, now you've been known for your artistic approach to food. You're the artistic one, but behind every beautiful plate, there's a deeper story. What part of your personal story do you hope to share through your final dish? Because after the final dish, that's it.
Yes, after the final dish, that's it. I think that I'd like to add an aspect of nostalgia to my dish. I think that most people relate to food in the way that, you know, memories bring back memories from eating food. And so I think I'd like to add a creative aspect as well as a nostalgic aspect to it. I think that a lot of people have that sense of, you know, perhaps when you were a teenager or a kid and you had a specific fruit or dish. Mm-hmm. I think that it makes it more sentimental and special to every individual. And then I'm just hoping, obviously, that I can, you know, pull it all together, get it to taste really good, and look in such a way that the judges would be pleased to see it.
Mm. So when you use the word final dish, I got a question for you, Chanel, but I have to ask this final dish thing, right? So I'm in sport, and usually when you're playing a final, you have Monday to Friday to prepare, you're training, you're doing penalties, whatever. Do you, like, because you're also doing these tours and having interviews, do you practice before the 23rd of November, or is it just 23rd of November, boom, let's go, final dish?
You can't practice because you don't know what the challenge is going to
be.
So I could prepare a dish in my head mentally, but on the day, I don't know what it's going to be.
Some insights, so maybe they'll ask you about the ish.
I wish there was.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, so
there's
not.
No, there's no way to prepare. Like, it's like Sky's saying, like, okay, so, you know, the Springboks are going to face England.
Yes.
Right? They'll go through all of the motions. Like, they'll do the press-ups and the sprints and the sidesteps and all of that, not knowing what the opposition's going to do on the day. But you still prepare. Yeah. What does a chef
do? Do you guys read cookbooks then?
Yeah, I like that.
Do you, like, read test different textures?
Yeah. So you would have to obviously go over different techniques because, again, you don't know what the challenge is. So I think as long as you get the basics right, like, you know your temperatures with different meats, you know your knife cuts, I think that's the only thing you can really bank on, and hopefully it'll carry you into your dish.
Yeah.
Now, Bridget, you've had a roller coaster of highs and lows in the competition, and I just want to know from you, I'm sure that you've grown as a person, but we asked you earlier and I really want to know this. What ingredients or dishes were you given that you've never ever done before, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, I can't cook it, because that would happen to me.
The thing that I said I can't or I don't know fully, like, really didn't know, was that skull pikeys
oh,
for the Heritage Day.
Okay, we have that in Pretoria.
I was finding out how it even looks, what it even is, literally while we're cooking. Thank God for Naledi in the gantry and stuff. But otherwise, there were other also dishes that I've never cooked, but I knew how to cook them. So the rest was just, you know, playing it and you learn as you go.
Okay.
Learning as you go. So we have finalists with us, reality TV stressors. That's what I would like to know. You normally, if you think about cooking something beautiful for your family, you're pretty much alone in the kitchen. But when you've got the eyes of the nation on you, that's something different. How do you reconcile reality TV with doing something as intimate as cooking? Nabila, Chanel, and Bridget, the MasterChef Season 5 finalists, are with us. We're going to get to know them a little bit more.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
We have Nabila, we have Chanel, we have Bridget, we have three MasterChef finalists in the room with us. Guys, you've gotten to know us a little bit better by now, and we're under the cosh. We are really under pressure here because we have to come up with our own individual cookie, unique cookie flavors. Now, Nabila, you seem to have a real understanding of unique, but at the same time, a retention of what is, you know, memorable, your memory of our food. You've gotten to know us briefly. If you could just, don't worry about Sky and Carmen. What flavor?
No, I brought them here for my flavor.
Okay, fine.
Darren has his flavor for me today, ladies.
Fine.
Let's start with Sky and I.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
What would be an ideal cookie type for Sky's personality?
Can I ask some questions?
Sure.
Yes.
Do you like spice?
No. Okay, you cannot eat spice.
No.
You cannot eat. Okay, so like.
Hot, that's spicy.
As in like flavorful spice.
Oh, no, flavorful.
Let me help her.
Like salt.
He actually wanted a T-bone cookie.
He eats lemon and herb mild. And he wanted a T-bone flavored biltong cookie.
Okay. You seem like a caramel cookie kind of person. Is that correct?
My kids are caramel. Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Yes.
So.
Wow.
Have you ever had, let's see, have you ever tried tres leches?
Is it there?
Yes, you're going to like that. Tres leches. It's like tell them what it is, a sponge cake with like a milk mixture that's soaked into it.
Yeah, that's more like me. Yeah. I like that.
So it sounds
caramel,
like.
Caramel, sponge cake. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So I've heard things about you liking the milk tart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've heard things kind of about.
Thing. So, you know, snippets here and there.
He does.
So have you ever considered perhaps combining...
write this down, producer.
Just on a question, right?
Yeah.
Anything in the category of mint?
I wouldn't say no, but I wouldn't wake up
in
the morning.
You know, wanting that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, strawberries. Fruits?
Not too bad.
Fruits? Anything fruity?
Yeah, 100%.
What about blueberry caramel?
Blueberry caramel?
That's good.
That's
I like
very
that.
Interesting.
That's
so
very
interesting.
When do you when do you bring in the coconut?
The coconut.
Is there no coconut?
Wow.
I think he's already enough coconut.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I'm joking. So do you want coconut in this?
No.
No. He's throwing a spanner in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can do like a blueberry filling
blueberry
or a blueberry confit.
I like that.
What about common?
Common. Bridget, do you have anything? Any input?
Okay, common. Okay, for common... I'm guessing you might like a little kick to your cookies.
You like chocolate.
Anything about
it. You like a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, I like a lot of
rich,
everything.
Rich, silky chocolate.
Yeah, whatever we're doing, a lot
a
is
center
good.
In the middle, that type of chocolate.
Yes, I was thinking about a
Bridget,
soft center
Bridget,
in the middle. Yeah.
What in food, like in terms of like taste and stuff, what food kind of resembles biting back? Like when you just like feisty and like what would that
what's
be?
What's feisty?
Yeah, feisty
food.
Spicy
food.
Like your chili and chocolate's a vibe, right?
Chipotle.
Oh,
chipotle.
That's interesting.
It's got more like a smoky flavor.
Maybe
sweetness.
Can
like,
you tell us what
maybe
she
a
said?
Hot honey.
Chipotle,
yeah, I like the hot honey. I don't like. I don't want chili or
hot honey.
I think we found it.
Mm-hmm.
Hot honey.
Yeah, hot honey.
Hot honey.
Mixed
and
with
wings.
The chocolate, dark chocolate in the center of the cookie, a little bit of spice to it. Yes.
I love it.
Maybe sea salt.
I think we sorted.
Salt on top.
Sprinkle sea salt.
Oh.
One last thing.
Salt, yeah.
You need a sprinkle of salt on top of your blueberry caramel cookie.
Yeah, he can be salty.
He can be very salty. Sportsman United and Kaizer Chiefs,
he's been salty
for weeks now.
Yeah. I think he needs
it. See, that's the chipotle there. Right there. Ah, like, can you feel that? That is it. Yeah.
So, well, those two box it out.
You can't help Darren.
Can't you help me? Why can't you help me?
No.
Because I had the help business.
No,
I have actually been helped.
Ladies, you guys are amazing. Thank you. I'm going to send you my cookie when it wins. And obviously, we'll have a trade-off for one of you guys because you also, there can only be one winner, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But good luck.
We wish you all good luck, ladies. We're behind you all.
This is tough. Somebody has to choose their favorite out of you. Do you like you all three so amazing and wonderful? How do we choose one? Can we not change the rules and make three winners this year? No.
Yeah, we'll share the World Cup with New Zealand.
By the way, you can meet these ladies if you're on KZN this afternoon, 2:30. You guys will be at Mplanga Crescent at Pick and Pay, I believe. Okay, great. So you can meet them there at 2:30. If you're in the area, please pop by.
And see the ladies. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having us.
East Coast Breakfast.